is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. Ministry of Railways has rationalized the basic fare of passenger train services to be effective from today. The train fares will be increased marginally for non-AC mail and express trains by 1 paisa per kilometre and for AC classes by 2 paisa per kilometre. The ministry has said that there will be no increase in suburban single journey fares and monthly season tickets. The ministry said that reservation fees, superfast surcharges and other charges will remain unchanged. The passenger fare for second class travel will remain unchanged up to 500 kilometres and for distances beyond that, there is an increase by half a paisa per kilometre. The passengers for ordinary sleeper class and first class will also have to pay half a paisa more per kilometre. This fare revision also applies to premier and special train services such as Rajdhani, Shatabdi, Duronto, Vande Bharat and Tejas. The revised fares will come in effect for tickets booked on or after 1st of July, while tickets issued before this date will remain valid at the existing fare without any fare adjustment. President Draupadi Murmu has urged young doctors to work for those sections of the society that need medical services the most, underlining that many rural and tribal areas still lack high-quality health services. Addressing the first convocation ceremony of AIIMS Gorakhpur, she also urged all stakeholders associated with medical education to provide such an ecosystem to future doctors in which they learn about topics including doctor-patient communication and the role of empathy in healing and trust building.
डॉक्टरों का समाज और देश के विकास में अत्यंत महत्वपूर्ण योगदान होता है ये केवल रोग का इलाज नहीं करते बल्कि एक स्वस्थ समाज की नींव भी रखते हैं मैं आप सभी से अपेक्षा करती हूं कि आप अपने ज्ञान का उपयोग केवल अपने करियर में आगे बढ़ने के लिए ना करें आप समाज के उन वर्गों के लिए भी कार्य करें जिन्हें चिकित्सा सेवाओं की सर्वाधिक आवश्यकता है इसके लिए जरूरी है कि डॉक्टरों की सेवाएं ग्रामीण
Addressing the program, Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath said that in the last few years, health facilities in the state have improved manifold. He added that AIIMS Gorakhpur is providing services to a large number of patients, not only from the state but also from Bihar and Nepal. Earlier in the day, the President addressed the 11th convocation ceremony of the Indian Veterinary Research Institute in Bareilly. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a five-nation visit to Ghana, Trinidad and Tobago, Argentina, Brazil and Namibia beginning Wednesday. Addressing a special media briefing in New Delhi, Secretary Economic Relations in the External Affairs Ministry, Damu Ravi, said the Prime Minister will undertake a visit to Ghana from 2nd to 3rd of this month on the first leg of his five-nation tour. He said this will be his first ever bilateral visit to Ghana. In Telangana, 12 workers have been killed and over 26 injured in a blast at a pharma company in Sangareddy district yesterday. The incident occurred at Sigachi Industry, which triggered a huge fire and engulfed the premises of the company. About a dozen fire tenders and teams of disaster response forces took part in the rescue and relief activities. The rescue activities are underway. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed condolences to the victims of the fire accident. Mr. Modi has announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees to next of the kin of those killed from the PM's National Relief Fund and 50,000 rupees to the injured. Around 4.96 crore electors in Bihar do not need to submit any document in the ongoing special intensive revision of the Election Commission in the state. Their children are also not required to submit any other document relating to their parents. These voters are in the 2003 electoral roll of Bihar, which has been uploaded by the Commission on its website. The ease of availability of the 2003 electoral rolls will hugely facilitate the ongoing special intensive revision in the state, as nearly 60% of the total electorate in Bihar will not have to submit any document. The India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast that the monthly average rainfall over the country as a whole during the month of July 2025 is most likely to be above normal, exceeding the 106% of the long period average. During a virtual press conference, Director General of IMD, Dr. Mrityunjay Mohapatra, yesterday stated that most parts of the country are likely to experience normal to above normal rainfall. And that is the end of this news bulletin.